leading the news. An Australian journalist jailed in Egypt has called on the Prime Minister to do more to help him. Peter Greste and two of his Al Jazeera colleagues have faced court in Egypt for a second time, accused of spreading false news and supporting the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. The federal government is expected to introduce this legislation this morning to lift restrictions on foreign investment in Qantas. Labor and the Greens will use their Senate numbers to set up an inquiry into how the government can best support the airline. Little progress seems to have been made at crucial talks in Paris overnight to try to resolve the crisis in Ukraine. Russia's foreign minister has been meeting the US Secretary of State John Kerry and other key EU ministers. The talks have wrapped up with promises of further meetings in coming days. Angry doctors in Queensland have again vowed to quit rather than sign individual contracts. More than 900 specialists met in Brisbane last night and passed a no-confidence motion in the state's health minister, Lawrence Springborg. But the minister says he has no intention of backing down. And a witness at the murder trial of Oscar Pistorius has told the court the athlete had once fired a gun at a restaurant. Professional boxer Kevin Larina says he met Pistorius and two others at the restaurant last year. He says one of them handed Pistorius a gun and it went off, grazing Mr. Larina's toe. Mr. Larina says Pistorius asked the gun's owner to take the blame.